You know you love us.
Welcome back to another episode of You Know You Love Us. I'm Tyler.
And I'm Hannah.
Well.
Come.
Oop.
Wee.
Yeah.
I need to come in hot this week.
Okay. Yes.
The first photos of It Ends With Us have been revealed on the internet.
They've entered the chat.
And and it's relevant to our interest because one Blake Lively was selected as the lead. Now, for those of you who don't know, It Ends With Us is a smut book that I read last fall, and it really took TikTok by storm like a couple years ago by Colleen Hoover. Mm-hmm. And they were making a movie of it. They are making a movie of it. And the casting announcement came out a handful of months ago. When I saw Blake Lively as the lead, I was shook to my core because Lily, the lead, is supposed to be 22 years old. And Ryle, her boyfriend, no spoilers, is supposed to be like 27, 28.
Great.
The book is written by a woman, Colleen Hoover. The story is very like woman-centric. I will say that, no spoilers. Justin Baldoni was selected to play her boyfriend and the director. He's directing the movie. And I don't know why this story needs to be told by a man. Okay. No.
Yeah, number one.
Jump scare number one. Jump scare number two, the pictures of them on set finally entered the chat yesterday on the internet, and it is a fucking hot mess.
I saw one and I was like, this is like giving Tom Hanks in the Elvis movie. That's how bad this is.
What the fuck is going on?
Sound the alarms.
Sound the alarm.
It's dark, babe.
And it's like, aside from both of these actors being like 15 years too old to play these roles, and that's not age shaming. It just really changes the nature of the story when they're in their early 40s, as opposed to their like early to mid 20s, because who you are at those points in life are very different.
Yeah.
If you're learning and growing like a normal person. And Lily's supposed to be a redhead, and they dyed Blake's hair this like horrible orange color. It's orange.
Why didn't they go to Jonathan Van Ness, king of the redheads?
Make her auburn. Like, make it so it matches like her complexion in a way that like makes sense. They dyed her hair like Ronald McDonald orange. Mm-hmm. The costuming is a fucking disaster. She's in like loafers with these ugly like socks, like printed socks that hit her like mid-calf. So you're taking the leggiest person and chopping her leg in half somehow.
Makes no sense.
The costumes are both like hideous, wildly unflattering. You're taking one of the hottest people on the planet and doing this to her. And also just like make no sense as to like the character that the book like introduced us to. Like, to me, Lily was like a cute little like sundress, like basic bee, or like jeans and a t-shirt and a messy ponytail, like very basic bee, but like adorable and hot. Like, she was an effortless hottie.
Yeah.
These outfits are effortful in a way that, like, I cannot comprehend. And I'm mad about it.
I know you are, and I'm sorry.
And it should have been Lily Reinhart as Lily, and it should have been Gavin Leatherwood as Ryle. And I said what I said, and I'm upset about it. And I fucking meant it. And I'm very, very upset.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
And it, you know what? Cole Sprouse could have been a good Atlas. I mean, how could they?
Yeah.
How could they do this to me? Question mark.
Hannah, I don't know. I'm so sorry.
They were given.
I love listening to you talk about this because it literally is like, it's like the teacher in Charlie Brown. I'm like, who, Lily, who, Cole?
It's womp, womp.
I was like, Cole Sprouse. I know who that is. No. It's great.
Lily Reinhart played Betty on Riverdale.
Yes. I loved her in that show. I like really want to read it because I want to be able to relate.
I mean, so do you know the twist in it?
Yes, I do.
It's best to go in blind, which is why I don't want to spoil anything. But the twist is shocking when you read it. It's like, what? And then, like, I mean, the writing is crap. Colleen Hoover's writing is, like, incredibly embarrassing. Like, I feel, and it's not because it's smut. Like, I'm embarrassed by how bad it is. Sure. And yet, I gobble those books up.
Gobble, gobble.
I'm reading a book of hers right now that's taken me no less than 5 months to read because it's so bad. And I'm almost done with it. And I can't quite get myself to finish it. But like, I'll keep reading Colleen. And like, it's like a hate read. Mm-hmm. But the mm-hmm. smut is like, I hear there's better smut out there and I have to explore it, like spicier smut.
Yeah. I follow a lot of girlies who read smut.
Mm-hmm.
Read smut, write smut, to quote Sarah Price. True. One of my favorite things.
I love that.
Said. Should we do this?
Yeah, this unhinged episode.
What did the title mean?
They shoot the Humphreys, don't they?
So is that that's a title of something?
A title that I don't know. Never been maquised.
Maquised. Yes. So we open and we get, do you know what time of year it is? I'll give you a hint. Couture, quadrilles, and cutthroat competition. That's right. It's time for cotillion. And you weren't a cotillion girly, right?
No, were you?
Yeah. Not as an, I mean, it's a big deal in the South, but it's not like this. Like, also, no one took it seriously, and I wanted to take it very seriously, and I wanted to learn all the dances. That's why I wanted to go.
This was like your Bridgerton moment where you wanted to do that, or like Cinderella, like,
and no one took it seriously. Yeah.
That's annoying.
This is annoying. I hate it when people pretend that things aren't cool.
Yeah. Like in French class, when people act like you're a loser for having a good accent.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm good at this.
Yeah. I'm literally trying to respect the language.
Or like when we read Diary of Anne Frank and or Romeo and Juliet in my English class in eighth grade. And who did I play? Otto Frank. Was that inappropriate casting? Yes. Also, we shouldn't have been reading it in Arkansas. Additionally, maybe we should have. Yeah.
You're but like, oh, additionally.
Right. Yeah. And then did I play Mercutio? Yes, I did.
And it's like that TikTok I posted to our Instagram where she's like, or where they're like, yeah, I'm not fucking around.
I love that sound. Yeah,
I know. I'm
not fucking around. Yeah.
It's like, give a theater kid an English class and like, just watch what we do.
Yes. And Jenny's minions are pitching potential dates to her and she is bugging. She's like, have I not impressed on you how important tomorrow night is? It's my debut in society and it has to be perfect. I told you who I wanted. And they're like, okay, well, we tried to get who you wanted. Like, we're trying to get Graham Collins. And she's like, well, if you don't, then I'm going to take one of your escorts. And they go inside. I don't know why she sounded like Gossip Girl. And they enter this like warehouse where they're having like the dead ball prep. And all these different prep school elites are glaring at little Jay. And I die for what the direction must have been to these extras. Like, look at her like she fucking ate shit. Like, look at her like she's eating dog shit right now.
Look at her like she's covered in poo-poo.
Right. And then we get, little Jay, you may be the John Gotti of Constance, but that doesn't mean you'll ever be part of your... Wait. But that doesn't mean you'll ever be part of the Casa Nostra, I think is what she said.
That I don't know what that means.
I know. I think it was the John Gotti mob reference. And it's accompanied by this song from this band that's like, I'm a bitch. B-I-T-C-H.
That was such a Tumblr voice. I love that.
Oh, thanks.
B then tells Chuck that she has a surprise for him to see the Kandinsky exhibit and they're going to have dinner at Eat. But Chuck is not available because turns out Nate is moving in with him today and they're celebrating with a lost weekend, aka like a guy's weekend. Chuck is like, you really think I want to spend my weekend watching women with tramp stamps work out their daddy issues? It's for Nate. Anyway, you'll be busy with Cotillion. Aren't you supposed to be a mentor? And B is like, and risk running into Serena? No, thank you. And Chuck tells B it's time for her and S to make up. And he's like, you love Cotillion, Blair. Like, you guys should be doing it together. And it turns out there's a kickoff dinner for Cotillion tonight at the Vanderwoods Inns. And B is like, you know, I think S might flake on it. And Chuck's like, I think she might be waiting for you with an apology in hand. And he's like, a cotillion without Blair Waldorf is like a Tour de France without Lance Armstrong. And B is like, I resent the comparison to that man whore, though your point is well taken. I suppose the charitable thing to do would be to give Serena the opportunity to beg for forgiveness. Don't get too lost, Bass. And then she leaves.
And S is interviewing Tripp for a job, ? And he's like giving her the spiel and Tripp's like, okay.
And S is like, okay, as in I have the job. Okay.
And Tripp's like, you make a good case. And I remember the summer relay races at Nate's Hampton's house. Underneath that smile is a heart of a killer.
And S is like, who, me? Do I need to remind you of the potato sack race of 98? I still have evidence of your unsportsmanlike behavior.
And I said, who? wrote this. It is like, there is no way this is would ever be in Serena's voice. Like,
I know. What?
And she's like, oh, I got a girl mentor for Cotillion.
And they are flirty with a capital F. And she thanks them for asking her to come in an interview. And then someone walks, and then she leaves. And someone from Tripp's office walks up and is like, oh, I didn't realize we were hiring. Ruh-roh.
Tripp's like, we can always use another person. It's fine. I'm like, Meanwhile, Dan, Vanessa, and Olivia are studying, cramming for exams, and Olivia is not here for it. And the nerds come in to ask her about what's going on with Endless Nights 4, and she's like, it's not happening. Those rumors have been going around forever. And the nerds are pissed and storm off, and she's like, if it were true, I'd have about 100 missed phone calls by now. And she takes out her phone and gasps, she has 6 missed calls from Casey, and she excuses herself to get to the bottom of it.
Ruh-roh times duh.
Times duh.
Lily is running Cotillion, which is honestly such a damn vibe. It's like a warm weighted blanket. And she's like, can everyone get your escorts and take your places? And little Jay is like, I don't have my escort situation sorted. And Lily's like, oh, that's fine. Maximilian can tutor you today because you need it. Because all these other hoes have been taking ballroom for years. And Jenny looks terrified. And Kira, who I knew that you and I would immediately relate to in every way.
Literally.
She's so sweet. She reminded me of she reminds me of the daughter in Enchanted. And so I knew you would love her.
Oh my God. Fun fact, she's the daughter from Spanglish.
Oh, that's right. I knew I had seen her in something else.
And she's married to Phil of the Future now.
Okay, I'm obsessed with her.
Power couple.
Power couple. And Kira is like, hi, Jenny. Hi, Jenny. And little Jay just like fucking ignores her. It's so brutal.
So mean.
And Eric approaches her and says hi and is so nice. And she asks who Jenny's escort is. And Eric is like, I don't know. She's trying to get Graham Collins. And Kira's like, oh, he lives in my building. I can connect them. And Eric's like, no. Don't breathe a word. Jenny hates it when other people get involved in her personal life. Ruh-roh number 3. And so he tells Kira to stay out of it. But then she sends a text. But to whom?
To whomst? Dan and Vanessa walk while Olivia gabs on the phone a few feet behind them. And Dan wants to help Olivia remember why she was so excited to come to school. Let's have some fun instead of focusing on crazy studying. So his goal is to like give her like such a fun day / night that she stays at NYU instead of going off to do another Endless Nights movie in Europe. And Vanessa shows Dan an article and is like, oh, do you mean the 15 things every college student should do before they graduate? And then Olivia hangs up and she's like, my whole team is flying in from LA to convince me to do the movie. And she's like, at this moment, they're probably talking to the dean, telling him to let me finish my classes on location. And she's like, how do I fight that? And Vanessa's like, by telling them that college is about more than just classes. You don't have beer pong on location. And Olivia's like, what? And Dan's like, we'll explain on the way, but your college life begins now.
Oh my God. Okay. Yes.
They're doing a lot
this whole episode. And then we cut to Cotillion. Little Jay is practicing via security footage in a back room, questionable. And Eric confronts her about not knowing the dances. And Little Jay is like, you'd think being queen of Constance would be enough. I thought that if I made the perfect debut, then people would forget that I'm a nobody. And Eric is being way too nice to her because she was such a one bleep please to him. And she's like, you don't have to be nice to me. And he's like, I know, but I'm a better person than you. Iconic. And so he teaches her one of the dances. And she's like, I wish you could be my escort, Eric. And he's like, hey, why don't you take Jonathan? I know he's not Graham Collins, but he's a Whitney. Jesus Christ. Like,
such
he's a
flex.
Whitney. And so it will count for a lot with the dead ball crowd. And she's like, okay, I'll have the minions call off the search. And then Eric sees a text from Graham Collins and Eric responds as Jenny. Oh, I was like, why are people's phones unlocked? And then I was like, LOL, it was like a flip phone. Eric responds as Jenny saying that she already has an escort. Ruh-roh number 4.
Oh my God. Then B shows up to the Vanderwoodsen's Cotillion kickoff dinner party, whatever. And B is like, hello, Serena. Is there anything you'd like to say to me? And S is like, welcome. And B's like, I see.
That's it. And she's like, oh, well, there's a list of Debs and their mentors on the coffee table. You can find out who Lily assigned you to. My Deb's right here, right, Jenny? And Jenny's like, yeah, Serena's my mentor. Why? And B's like, oh, of course. I mean, if that's what you want, it's just a shame. You know how I feel about your potential. And S is like, Blair, are we really doing this right now? And B's like, I gave you a chance to apologize. And S is like, what about you apologize? And Jenny's like, okay, whatever. I'm not giving you both a chance to make me a pawn in your war. And Blair's like, no, of course not. Who's your escort? And Jay tells her that it's Jonathan Whitney. And B's like, wow, your stepbrother's boyfriend. Do you remember who my escort was? And Jenny's like, nate. And B's like, Jenny, when you descend those stairs tomorrow, everyone will judge you forever. This is not like your wedding day. You're only doing it once, which I thought was hilarious.
Iconic.
You already have one strike against you because of the whole Brooklyn misfortune. And B continues to drag S and be like, it also doesn't help that your mentor is more known for her mugshots and topless photos in Ibiza than her social graces. And S is like, okay, you're right, Jenny. You don't deserve to be part of our drama on your big night. Blair can be your mentor. And she's like, well, I should get back to work with Chip, but have fun tonight. These are probably the last people in New York who think you matter.
Oh! Iconic. Honestly.
Brutal.
Brutal. And Eric and Jonathan are together. They come in to this dinner. And Eric is like, I don't want to fucking take her to Cotillion. And I was like, fair. Or Jonathan doesn't. I was like, fair, Jonathan. And Eric's like, she's at the tipping point. She's not Darth Vader yet. She could still stay Anakin. We have to stop her before we truly lose her to the dark side, which made no sense for Eric or that to exist in this universe. And I fucking screamed and I screenshot it.
It was so specific. And I'm like, when has Eric ever talked about being a Star Wars head? But like, okay.
But okay, go off king.
Yeah.
Find me on the socials. Let's work
literally
together.
Follow for follow. Let's collab.
Follow for follow, babe. Yeah. Follow for follow, babes.
S shows up at Tripp's office with food and is like, I thought you may be hungry. And he's like, are you sure? It's Friday night. And she's like, I'll take real politics over the ones at Cotillion any day. Joe Wilson has nothing on Blair Waldorf. And Tripp is working on a speech and S is like, well, is there anything your new media relations rep can do to help? And they like sit on the floor together and are like nomming on food. And she keeps him from dropping his tie in the food. And then Brian, S's new boss, catches them together and he panics and Tripp panics and is like, you can just leave. And S is like, okay.
It's awkward.
It's awkward.
But the whole situation, not ideal. Mm-hmm. Kira then approaches Jenny and I love her. And she's like, wow, Blair Waldorf is your mentor. And Graham Collins wanted to go with you. And little Jay is like, what do you know about Graham Collins? And Kira's like, he said he texted you, but you already had an escort. And little Jay motherfucking stomps the boards over to Eric and is like, duh, 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 duh. And she's like, did you tell Graham I already had an escort? And Jonathan leaves and he's like, okay, fuck this shit. And Blair then tries to intervene. Little Jay says, she's like, I had a plan and I should have stuck to it. I'm going with Graham Collins. And B is like, okay, fine, I'll allow it. And she's like, actually, since I'm Queen of Constance now, I don't need you as my mentor. Your era is over and so is that headband.
Don't you dare come for Blair Waldorf's headband.
Talk about my headband. Yeah. And then Blair and Eric and Kira are teaming up, ? I love that alliance.
Me too. Eric's great. Blair's like, we're not going to let her get away with this or something like that.
It's so good.
Then Blair greets Chuck and Nate the next morning and fills Chuck in on the previous night's events. And she's like in a very cheerful mood. And she's like, is that pole artist wearing my Agent Provocateur corset?
Well,
just make sure she's careful and doing the eye hooks. They pinch. And she was like, I love how she called her a pole artist.
I know. I thought it was really great.
And then she's like, I was just stopping by to grab a dress for tonight. And Chuck's like, she leaves and Chuck's like, oh man, she's really calm. The last time she was that calm is when Serena went to boarding school. And basically he's like, when she breaks, there's going to be pieces of Blair all over the wall. And I really don't want to clean up that mess. And then Blair comes in from getting the dress and she's like, well, you might want to ring housekeeping. Chocolate leaves a stain. Toodles. And just like leaves.
Loved her energy.
Mm-hmm.
Tripp. Now we're at Tripp's headquarters. And S is like, did I do something wrong? You're acting like you don't want me here. And Tripp is like, this was a huge mistake. Like having you here, I didn't realize how much this would affect me. And then S checks her phone, sees a text from B that Chuck sent being like, I think we should make up. And so then she is, oh, and then she leaves Trip and his beautiful jawline.
She has to go.
And then we get an insane, oh, go. Sorry.
No, you go.
We get this insane makeover moment. Blair is turning Kira into a queen. She's like, are you ready to be a queen or do I need to find a new frog? I just loved it. I love this whole montage.
Oh, I literally, my dream is for Blair to make me over.
Same.
Then all the girlies are getting ready for cotillion and Gigi's like, better put on that lip gloss, ladies. Looks like you'll be kissing Jenny Humphrey's ring by the end of the night. And Jenny's like, goodbye, Jenny from Brooklyn.
She was harrowing. This look was so, it looks like she had a mop on her head. It looked like she was wearing a wig.
She was wearing the end of a broom on her head.
On her head. Full straw.
Mm-hmm.
Truly my fucking nightmare, a true college party, and they are going through their must-do lists, and the nerds come after Dan, and they're like, nice V-neck, and Olivia's like, I have to take the movie. I don't really care. I'm like, take it. Sing Lady Gaga or get out, Hillary Duff.
Or go. Meanwhile, Blair has wrapped up her makeover with Kira and Kira looks gorgina. Blair is satisfied with her work, but Kira isn't convinced that this is enough to help with the takedown of Jenny. And Blair's like, they'll get it when they see who your escort is. Gasp. Graham Collins comes out of the elevator. I loved this. I needed it. I craved it. Then we get some Sex in the City adjacent up-tempo jazz music that's like, as all the hot people, including an extremely dashing Nate, arrive at Cotillion.
Oh my God. It was great. I also loved all of Gigi's puns, like spin your partner round and round. Little J is going down.
Love.
Yeah, Nate looks hot. The girlies are bugging because he's so hot. Why was everyone in the worst jewel tones? It was giving cachet top to bottom, babes.
Oh my gosh, true warning, cachet content.
Yeah, truly, because it was 2009 and that's what was happening. Mm-hmm. And Fufus comes up to Jenny and is like, you don't have to do this if you don't want to. And she's like, I do want to do this. Bye. And B is coaching Kira. And Nate comes up to B and hands her keys to a private lounge upstairs that Chuck has set up. Meanwhile, Eric admits that he blackmailed Graham. The reason he got Graham to be Kira's date was because he blackmailed him into ditching Jenny for Kira. Loved it.
Obsessed, because apparently Graham is like a piece of shit and did some bad stuff at Camp Suisse that he doesn't want getting
Camp
out.
Camp Suisse.
Olivia explains why she has to do the movie. She plans on camping up long distance with Dan while she's shooting and leaves for London next week, and then they leave the party. Then Blair shows up to her supposed surprise with Chuck, only to find Serena's waiting for her. Chuck bamboozled them both to meet. He fully parent-trapped them, and they share a tense elevator ride, but then... gasp, the elevator stops and Blair calls and she's like, hello, I'm trapped in the elevator with someone who sucks all the air out of the room. Send help or I'll be dead within the hour. And Chuck is on the other line and Blair's like, Bass, this is a punishable offense and not the kind you like. And then within like 0.2 seconds, S and B warm up to each other and it was sweet.
I did love that he was like, there's a single box of lottery macarons in the storage box to sustain you until you can figure things out. Really love
I mean,
that.
I love that. I mean, there's nothing that could heal my relationship with really anyone than like more than La Duree macarons.
Absolutely. The announcements of the Debs are happening. And yeah, the dresses were really dressing and not in a good way, babes. Kira gets announced with Graham and then Jenny. And then we get Jenny Humphrey went to the ball and Jenny Humphrey had a great fall. And none of her minions or friends wanted to put Jenny together again. So she is looking like a fool. A damn
LOL
jester.
That this was actually Dan writing this.
LOL. Yeah, what a
I know. So fucking rude of her brother to do that to her. And yeah, yeah. Jenny was looking like a damn jester.
She a jester in the clown square.
Little shoes with jingle bells on the toes.
Little ding ding. It was giving the opening to fucking
Hunchback
of
Notre Dame.
Yes. Yeah. It was giving like, yeah, meet me in the square. Let's do some clownery.
Mm-hmm. Later in the evening, the most Tumblr band that has ever played sings a song that's like, I'm a bitch when I walk my dog. I'm a bitch when I sing like this. I'm a bitch in disguise. I was like, what the fuck are you saying? And the singer has like a tambourine. She's like doing incredible tambourine work.
Again, Hunchback. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, my God. Yes, it all comes back. Jenny is fuming and asks Eric if he's seen Blair. She's like, oh, Blair. full demon. And Erica's like, let it go, Jenny. It's over. And she's like, that's what Blair thinks. And her eyes are like black. Jenny places a call with an extremely creepy Carol Radswell looking black leather glovelet on her hand. She's clutching the phone.
The scariest glove I've ever seen.
It's just her fingers. And I was like, this is creeping me out. And she's like, hi, are you still here?
Oh my God. Oh my God. It was terrifying. It was horrifying. Then we get B and S talking in the elevator about dads. And B says something really sweet and is like, not knowing you is your father's loss, like not yours. And S is like, maybe, but I can't seem to let it go. And now I can't seem to get anything right. And admits to not being able to trust herself around Trip. And I'm like, fine, Trip, this vanilla little man. And B is like, okay, well, you have to promise me that you have to come to me before seeing Trip again. And then Chuck over the God mic says, if y'all want to kiss, it wouldn't be considered cheating. And I was like, wow, it's so 2009 of you.
I know. I also love that Serena brought up Nate's shitty dad being like, I'm even jealous of Nate's dad.
Yeah, his shitty
dad. Captain.
The captain's in jail, but the captain would never.
Yeah. Meanwhile, at the Humphrey Loft, Vanessa, Olivia, and Dan are drinking beers. Olivia wants to finish the list from the article. And they're like, what's the last thing? And Vanessa's like, have a threesome. And Olivia initiates.
From like the New York Post. Like, what is this list?
What is this arbitrary list? And Olivia initiates a threesome as a vibey cover of You Can Have Whatever You Like plays.
Wow. What is happening? S and B get out of the elevator and then Jenny gets presented with Nate and the girlies girl for this. Nobody puts Jenny in a corner. Oh my God.
Then the Tumblr band plays a slow jam and Jenny thanks Nate for saving her again. And B and S are impressed and congratulate Jenny. And then S is going to Tripp's office to formally resign from the position.
Meanwhile, Jonathan tells Eric that he doesn't want to do this anymore, which makes me really sad. Mm-hmm. And Jonathan is like, he was like, no, it's not about Jenny. It's about who you have become. Like, it's about you. Like, you're involved in this shit too. And we cut back to B and Chuck dancing sweetly. Jenny finds Eric and she apologizes about Jonathan and then tells Kira that she was like, you better not put yourself on my radar again. And Kira's like, fuck that bitch. I will not go back to social oblivion. And we said, yes, Kira.
Yes. And then S arrives at Tripp's to drop off her resignation letter. And Tripp does this weird soft-spoken voice and is like, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said anything. And S tries to quit. And he's like, don't throw this away. You deserve this opportunity. And I trust you. And I don't have a lot of people I can say that about in my work or my life. And they agree to keep things friendly and professional. And he says he owes her for the injury from the sack race of 98. And he gently traces her scar. And Blair sees it and is like, oh. And she like breaks it up and S is like, I'm fine. I'll call you tomorrow. And B's like, yeah, I can see that. And S is like, I'm sorry.
Dangerous.
Yikes.
Because you know that number two pencil is coming in sharp.
Ooh, sharp and hot.
Scary. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Fufus and Lily are talking about the dead balls and they make out and it's cute to me. And Lily finds a letter from Bass Industries from Mr. Vanderwoodson, I believe. Right? AKA Daddy VD Dubs.
Then a song plays that sounds like a dolphin. It was like and Vanessa and Olivia and Dan are passed out post threesome and we see a text from Casey on Olivia's phone and the text says, director backed out again, movie not happening, call me ASAP.
And I was like, LOL, like, what? So now it's bad because
she's stuck at NYU.
So it's bad because they had a threesome and now it's going to be awk, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Okay.
End of app.
But not the end of us.
But not the end of us.
Hannah, where can our amazing listeners find you?
Oh my gosh, y'all can follow me at Hannah A. Brown on Instagram and Twitter, Hannah A. Brown 0 on TikTok, link in bio for all the other things. Tyler, where can our amazing listeners find you?
OMGH, y'all can find me at Tyler McMeredith on Instagram and Tyler McMeredith on the TikToks. And if you're enjoying the pod, please leave us a 5-star rating and review.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well, we'll see you next week, huh?
You know you.
One day more.
One more day to revolution. We will nip it in the bud. You know, love us.